Well, it's finally here. The movie that we all heard about. The movie that converted Shia LaBeouf to Catholicism. The movie that had all kinds of trailers on YouTube, but you couldn't actually watch, is finally available for rent on Amazon. And I watched it. And I have to say, it was terrible. Now, the mass scenes were great, authentic to the Latin mass. And Shia LaBeouf did a good job as Padre Pio. The problem is the movie wasn't actually about Padre Pio so much as it was about the Marxist socialist movement in Italy around World War I. And unfortunately, it was sympathetic to the Marxists. Now, while that story was going on, periodically they would briefly switch to Padre Pio saying Mass, distributing communion on the tongue, which is good, naked, foaming at the mouth, screaming, "Help me," or dropping F-bombs in confession. Basically, if you watched all the trailers on YouTube, you've seen almost all the scenes of Padre Pio in the Padre Pio movie. Now, there were two scenes with him arguing with the devil, and one scene where he read a person's soul, and at the end, spoiler alert, he's crying as this weird 50-year-old male arm, which is clearly supposed to be the arm of Jesus, comes around him and he receives the stigmata. And that's pretty much it. The rest of the movie is about everyone other than Padre Pio. Now, if the movie had focused on Padre Pio, as we were all expecting, with the Marxist movement in Italy as a side story with some kind of connection to Padre Pio, it could have been a good movie, because what was shown of Padre Pio was good, and Shia LaBeouf did a good job. But unfortunately, this was not a movie about Padre Pio, as I've said, but it bears repeating, and there was never any connection made between the main storyline and Padre Pio. It was just kind of like, meanwhile in the monastery, okay, now back to our story. And the movie really had no plot or point to it. It was clearly some artsy thing. With that said, unfortunately, it was a major disappointment. Until my next video, God bless.